Gonna call the meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we're gonna start out with the annual meeting that was postponed from March due to the postponement of the March village election. So we have a number of resolutions to pass here, so we'll just go through them. We do them all at once, we need to do them individually.
You have to do them individually.
Individual.
Is Guy present tonight on phone?
He is. Guy is on the phone.
Hello, Guy.
Say hi, Guy.
I just wanted to note the minutes that he was here.
Let me turn you up here so we can all hear you. Okay, say hi again.
Hello, everybody.
Okay.
Hello.
Gotcha. All right, so first resolution, that the village clerk be designated to collect taxes. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. That the regular meeting of the village board be held on the second Wednesday of the month at the village municipal building.
Make a motion.
Thank you.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the 2021-22 meeting dates as attached. I think we went through these previously.
Yeah, we kind of already put
them out.
Yeah,
and we're already halfway through, partway through the year anyway.
Yeah, I put them out before, but.
Yep. Entertain a motion. Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. That Key Bank be designated the official depository of the village and the following banks can be used to bid investments and borrowing, MBIA class.
Motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. That Mayor Robert W. Valenti and Trustee Guy Forte be authorized to sign checks in the absence of the treasurer. Checks over $1,000 require two signatures.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. That Tuesdays of each month be designated as village court nights at 6 p.m.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. To designate the Record as the official newspaper.
Make the motion.
Second.
Rich.
Second.
Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. To give advance approval of payment of claims for public utilities, credit cards, postage, all insurance premiums, freight, and express charges.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adhere to the New York State Office of State Controller mileage and lodging reimbursement rates.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? To authorize the clerk, treasurer, mayor, and trustees to attend the Clerks Association and Fall Training School as well as other municipal seminars and conferences. And Peter Durkowski and Thomas Fremantle to attend the Rural Water Association, American Public Works Association.
Make the motion.
Got a motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Post notice of the budget hearing in the record.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Julia. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Review and accept current procurement policy as attached.
Actually, I didn't attach it. Nothing changed from the last couple of years.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Review and accept current code of ethics.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions?
No, but I have copies of both if you guys want to see them.
They should have been issued them at the time of, anyway. Those two should have got them, right? We've gotten ours a long time ago.
I know I have.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah, I do.
Motion's carried. Appointments. Deputy Mayor Gaetano Forte. We have to vote on these?
We can do all these at once.
Okay. Treasurer Wendy Ashley, Clerk Melissa Turner-Buelen, Deputy Clerk Mary Sager, Water Commissioner Charles Collins, Building Codes Commissioner Julia Moldoff, Animal Control Commissioner Julia Moldoff, Streets Commissioner and Refuge Rich Elder, Public Safety Commissioner Gaetano Forte, Budget Officer Robert Valenti, Planning Board Member Morgan Moldoff, term ending in 2025, and Zoning Board Member Mark Thaler, term ending in 2025. Entertain a motion?
I make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions on any of the appointments or assignments? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment of the annual meeting is in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. We're adjourned. Into the regular order of business. Open the floor for public comment. John, how are you tonight?
Great.
Nice of you to come. Come and visit us.
We have the beautification committee doing a great job out there.
Yes, they are.
It's a big, really noticeable. It's really nice. You come in the village now and it's really nice. It's amazing what it can be done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job. I agree. Anything else? Okay. Let's approve the minutes of the previous meeting. So let's look at the September 9th board meeting. Entertain a motion to approve.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Entertain a motion to approve the special meeting of September 15th for the vote election.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Treasurer's report. Entertain a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence, we have one piece of correspondence. The officers and members of Post, of Nassau Post 1268 would like to donate PPE masks to your organizations because of all you do for our community. Thank you all for what you do each and every day for our citizens and veterans during the coronavirus pandemic. From Donald Winnie, Post Commander, sent us some face masks. And the police department, I guess, got some too, right?
They were for the police
department. They were for the police department.
The police department shared them with the office, so it was nice.
Yeah. So we should issue them a little thank you note and appreciate an appreciation.
Absolutely.
All right, old business, old police car intentions.
Okay, so it was, Dan notified us that the other police car is all up and running. This one is totally off the road. And now we need to know what we're doing with it.
Okay.
I know that in the past the intentions were for DPW to use it, but hasn't really been.
Well, DPW and codes.
Nobody has really expressed interest in wanting to use it, so it's up to you whether you want to put it back on the road, pay insurance on it, for it to sit there, or sell it.
Well, let's table it till next month, and we'll have a meeting with codes and DPW and see if it's going to be advantageous. It would seem to me it'd be cheaper to run that thing into Albany to drop water samples off and stuff than it would be to run one of the trucks in, but.
Well, fenders move to the Screenbush, so.
Yeah.
They're going to be Screenbush now.
Samples go to Latham.
Right, but they're moving to East Screenbush, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Right now we're dealing with somebody
Fender
else.
Fender Labs selling, they're selling
switch back.
Within the next month or two, they should be up and running.
All right, so let's just table this till next month,
okay.
and I'll talk to folks and see what they want to do. You're right. I don't want to pay insurance and all that stuff if nobody's going to use it. So, all right. New business. Trail update.
That was Guy.
So I just wanted to give folks an update of where the project is. So if you haven't been on the trail lately, it is getting really close to being done. They just installed a bike rack and some benches and signage down at the Village Commons. All of the crossings are marked, and the Route 20 crossing has the high-intensity light with the button so that people can get across. I can tell you from my own experience of being on the trail, cars are beginning to respect the crosswalk there without having to press the light button. But, you know, obviously we would encourage everyone to use the light to get people to stop. I would ask others if they have any experiences. I think the traffic has actually slowed down a little bit as a result there, but I'm sure we'll see other changes as it goes on. The last piece that I'm aware of that they're doing, and I confirmed this earlier this morning with Andy Beers, they are going to install a fix-it station at the by the benches that they put in at the Commons. This fix-it station will be a permanent amenity that has some tools that are attached to a pole, an air pump that people would be able to use to do obviously very minor things to their bike if they have any troubles. They're installing these in a couple of places, but since our trailhead is likely to be used quite often in this area, they decided to go in there. I've seen them in other places. They are pretty good, and in terms of vandalism, they're pretty sturdy. I mean, they put these things in the middle of cities, and they don't get wrecked, so which should be a good thing. And obviously, it's the trail's responsibility to keep it up trail is open for business officially in mid-November. That's the plan right now. Again, that was as of this morning, that was still the case. So I just want to let people know that to really enjoy the trail. I know that there's been a lot of people on it already, and we're in for quite a good things coming for it.
All right. Thank you for the update. You want to go on with the village police reform?
Sure. So I put a briefing in your packet. I'll just sort of use that as a guide for describing what's going on. So, I don't need to tell anyone here that in many communities across the country there has been unrest about relationship between the communities and their police departments. And on June 12th of this year, New York State Governor Cuomo signed an executive order that required all local police agencies in the state to develop a plan with the goal of reinventing and modernizing police strategies and programs. And it's to be based on community input, and the plans are supposed to be adopted by April 1st of next year. So, a lot of time. And I think the things that were stressed in the executive order announcement, as well as in some of the guidance that's come out in the meantime, is that there's no one-size-fits-all plan. It needs to be tailored to the community and needs to be developed in a way that, in a process that's open and transparent and based on community input. So we, as the Village Police Department, has begun the efforts to develop the plan. These efforts are being led by myself and Police Chief Dan O'Connell, Dan Colano, excuse me. Now, the process over the next several months will consist of a number of phases. Right now, we're coming out of the planning phase, where we try to determine what we're going to do. And next month, we'll move into a listening and learning phase, where we'll be having small listening sessions with folks in the community. We Procedure did a prototype one last month, right before the board meeting, which was the reason I was late for it. And we were, trying to figure out the best way to sort of engage with the community in a way that's most effective, because we don't have a lot of time. Anyway, so that's what we're going to do next month, and the dates will be posted so that people can come and participate. Given where we are in the pandemic, we're looking for a remote solution as well to be able to do this, so that we don't, have a large number of people all getting together worrying about that. So after the listening and learning part happens, we'll be working on drafting an initial plan based on what we hear and what we know about our own department. That'll happen in, over the winter months, December, January. Once we have an initial plan, we'll present that to the public, so that we have public comment on that. We wanted to give people time to look at it and make react to it and have comments. We'll revise the plan in February and March, and the goal would be to have it adopted at the March board meeting, which would be the second Wednesday in March, so that we stay within the requirements of the executive order. So one of the sort of immediate next step that we're doing is we want to identify a small group of key stakeholders who will work with Dan and I on sort of writing up this plan and having heard people. So one of the things I'd ask of the board members is as soon as you can. If you could think about one person that you would want to suggest for us to have on this group, we've already sort of planned out a couple of people, a couple of kinds of people, so we want to say a representative from the faith community, from the business community. We're working on those folks now. There's a couple of people that have already expressed interest that, you know, not long after the executive order was issued, I had a couple of folks come to me asking about it. So, you know, we have interest from those. But if each of the board members could identify somebody who they think would be a good person for this committee, it would be, you know, the more diverse the better, in terms of you know, we want to make sure that we represent every you know, sort of group in the village. So we want to make sure that we get a good representation that way. So if you could send those to me over the next week, that would be great. We're going to try to have a kickoff with that group by the end of the month. So there's not a whole lot of time. You know, if I had to say anything about this process, I would say it may not be so bad for our community because we're small and we can sort of deal with it in a short period of time, but I wouldn't want to be in a big community right now because, you know, some of these issues are pretty complex, and trying to get it done in a couple of months is kind of, you know, it's a big push. It's a big ask, but, you know, we'll do what we can. Anyway, that's where we are. If anybody has questions, like I said, we're going to obviously make these public meetings post when they're going to happen, how they're going to happen, so that people can participate. So there won't be just one. There'll be a number of meetings over in November. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time, so we only have that short time to get all this done. Anyway, that's where I am. Does anyone have any questions?
Doesn't the executive order have some mandates for the police of various kinds of training and that sort of thing? I haven't looked at it in a while, but I thought it, as I read it, it was, I don't know exactly where the governor's authority comes to direct all the towns and villages and cities to do this, but it had some specific directives, as I recall, does it not? Like mandating police training in various areas, that kind of thing?
There was some reforms at the state level that were passed. So they passed like the no chokeholds and that sort of stuff. But in terms of the actual training, they had some suggestions, but they again, I don't think they have they didn't make it. Mm-hmm. I think they wanted to stay away from kind of that, you know, do these things and that'll be okay. I think they really wanted people to engage with their communities to understand what, you know, the best way forward in terms of what to change, what people like, what, you know, what people want to stay the same. I mean, I think a lot of this is getting a better, line of communication between the departments and their communities so that, you know, they can all work towards the same goal versus sort of an us and them. And, you know, and some members on the board will probably remember this, you know, there was a time in the village when it was like that too, where there was really an animosity, or at least among some people, with the police department. And I think that, you know, in the last few years, it's really changed. I've seen people, and I've seen the department change. So, you know, I think we've been moving towards this anyway, at least here. And you know, I think it's, you know, frankly about time. So yeah, there wasn't anything real specific, Dave.
Okay.
And but they did, and I sent it to Missy because I'm not sure if everyone got one, but they came out with like a 100-page guidance. Yeah. On, yeah, like
132 pages.
Yeah, I mean, I'll forward it off to you guys, but I didn't print that.
It was a novel.
Yeah. I guess my question is to Dave: do we need a resolution to establish a committee for police reform with people that are going to be?
I think we're okay with that. Guy seems to be moving along towards it informally.
So are we going to have a committee or not?
You get the names, maybe at the next meeting we do the resolution, but there's no reason he can't start working if he gets a group together.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I mean. Do a resolution to establish a committee is what I'm saying.
But he can start doing it now.
Absolutely. Just saying we need a resolution to establish a committee, correct?
Once we get the names to put on the committee.
Once we get the names and stuff, we'll establish just for the record so that if anything comes back, we have a record of who is working on that project.
All right.
All right.
That's all.
Okay, so next item on the agenda is carport.
This is another one of my just a lot of things that came up. So the as you know, since the new police vehicles is here and been put into service, and obviously the old one is, and we're going to decide what to do with that car. One of the things that the department has requested is to create another. So we have one carport in the back that can you can park one of the vehicles under, and there's not the same for the second vehicle. There's never been a carport here. But you know, given that it would be good if we could protect the vehicles a little bit better. They might last a few more years, and so Dan went out and has one quote. I think we might need another quote. But you get the idea of this would be sort of for the identical carport with the top, the sides, and all constructed and dropped off at the village, at the village hall there. And that was the price there, $1,570.
I know that Dan did reach out for a second quote and did not hear back. So I know he did attempt to get the second quote. This is all we received.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that, but anyway, that's one of the things that Dan asked about. I think it's a good idea. Again, just invested a sizable amount of money. If we can get a few more years out of it, it'd be less time than we have to replace the vehicle.
I think we can approve the purchase, of pending getting a sufficient number of bids as required by the procurement policy, and then...
It needs two verbals.
Yeah, it just needs two verbals, so should be able to get one somewhere.
Okay.
Go on online and look for one. I'm sure there's some on there.
Right, so you want to do a resolution to a certain amount of money?
You can do it up to whatever this one quote was, because if it's the other one's higher, we're going to use this one, right?
Up to $1,600,
looks like? Yeah, round it off to $1,600.
Sure.
Okay. Is maybe
a
motion?
So I entertain a motion for purchase a carport for the new police vehicle, not to exceed $1,600.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Office generator.
That was put on there because Dan and I were discussing with the power failure last week that we may want to consider office generator. It probably was the longest that we've ever been out. Usually it's much briefer than that, but...
How often do we actually lose power? I mean, not counting like when we had the burned up leg out here and it really wasn't a power outage. It was...
Not much.
So I know, a generator to heat or to take over for this building is probably going to be like $7,000.
Oh, I don't know that that's worth it.
Plus installation. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, they're considerable.
Like a standby generator.
Yeah, it'd be like what we got at the firehouse or the ambulance. Transfer switch, the whole bit.
Guys, are there different types of grants, like from the police department, since you do have a public safety component to this building?
And that's what really was the problem, because it mostly was a huge problem for the police department. They had a hard time functioning.
Yeah, so that's a good point, Rich. We probably should look into that because, yeah, it really does. When the power goes out for any period of time, it sort of knocks off, you know, like the car cameras and all that stuff. It all goes into the computers in the station. So if the power's not on in there, then it becomes problematic. So that this is the first I've heard of the generator idea, so I'd have to look into it. But yeah, I think that there might be something like that.
All right. Well, we'll table this for now, and we'll.
Yeah, we'll table and look into great options.
All right. So, refuse bids. Charlie asked for an executive session prior to discussion on this.
Okay.
So basically, though, just this is for John's. we're looking to bid the refuse contract. And we're looking to do a 5-year contract with a 2-year option. So it'd be 7 years. That way, the bidders who are not currently serving us, County Waste, would have some incentive because they have to provide all the bins for everybody to spread that cost over 5 years. So. So that's the purpose of that.
Can I ask a question on that, Bob?
Yeah, you're good to go. Go ahead. What's
this Twin Bridges? He seems to be all over the place.
Right. So, and you know, and certainly.
I hear he's giving bigger bins half price.
Yeah, I heard somebody had, they offered him free service for a year.
Yep, they should have done it.
But again, you know, we're going to go out for bid. He's going to have an opportunity to bid it.
That's all. That's all you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're going to do.
Motion to go into close this meeting and go into executive.
Yeah. Session. So wait, we got one more.
What?
Okay. Yeah. So.
Well, we'll have to come back to bid refuse package.
Yeah, we'll have to come back and discuss and put this out the bid after we come back out of executive session.
What we're gonna
and then to close out for resolutions and payment of bills.
Right.
So, I just want to let you know if you want to stay, you're welcome to stay. We can move into another room and do our thing or whatever. But that's what's going to be left. So entertain a motion to close the public portion of the meeting, or adjourn the public portion of the meeting for the time being, or not adjourn, what do I want, recess.
Just close the public meeting and go into
executive
session.
Session to discuss contract negotiations.
Yes, that's it.
Have a nice evening.
Okay, John.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. I got information from.
All right, hold on a second. I didn't get a motion on that.
Motion to go to executive session by.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy.
Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Julia. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So the on the table here to discuss is the refuse bid package. So I will note that on page 2, section E, schedule and term, I had asked for a 5-year contract with a 2-year option. So right now, I asked that this change from December 31st, 2025 be to change to December 31st, 2026. So that gives us the 5 years from 2021 to 2026. And the options, previously we used to have 2 1-year terms, but this contract is asking for 1 2-year term, which I think is fine. So, with those changes in mind.
Well, plus I made a few on the back about what day we're going to open them and what time we're going to open them because they were not realistic.
Yeah, you had them down for November 10th, right?
November 10th is fine. On the last page, it said the bid was going to be read at 11:30. I changed that to 10:30. That they needed to be accepted by then, and they're going to be read at 11, not 12.
Okay.
But everything else is the same.
All right, so I'll entertain a motion to put the refuge contracts out for bid.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Julia. All right, so we've noted the changes to the document. So, any discussion on this? On the contract? On whether or not we should go out for bid or any of the terms and conditions thereof? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of putting the refuse out the bid? Refuge contract out the bid, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. So, Missy, you'll take care of the changes and
Yep. Get
that out the bid. Okay. Resolutions, hire a temporary court clerk. So, I had a meeting with Debbie. I didn't meet with Mike, but I did meet with Debbie. The court clerk, and as many of you may or may not know, Debbie goes to Florida in the winter. So when she came on board, I had a conversation with Mike about how we were going to handle that, and that I wasn't going to pay her and pay somebody else to take her place while she's in Florida. So my understanding is that she's worked out a deal with Roxanne, who was the previous court clerk, to cover for the months or the time period while she's in Florida, which I think is about two and a half months, right?
That's
2 months?
That's not it. Did you read the letter?
Oh, that's not it?
No. Well, it is going to be covered by somebody else, but it looks like it's a Mr. Calcone.
Oh, somebody new?
Town of North Greenbush.
Thanks.
On the interim, I hereby request the board approval for the hire of a temporary court clerk to cover Debbie. The letter from Mike is in there.
Oh, okay.
Debbie recommended Mr. Steve Calcone. I don't know how to say that.
Hold on.
What you spoke of mine.
I got one. Oh, yeah. I got Charlie's here.
It's the same thing that you said, it's just that different person.
Okay. So Steve.
Hire him, not Rob.
Steve Calcone. Or Calcone.
I believe it's.
So he works with the town of North Greenbush. Oh, so it must be Roxanne didn't pan out.
Debbie's gonna take no pay, obviously, while she's away, and I'm assuming that he's gonna get her rate.
Correct.
Okay.
Except for the 2 weeks that they're gonna both be working.
They're gonna overlap for 2 weeks, yep. For training. So yeah, we'll pay Debbie and him.
All right, so I mean, if this is what they've worked out, I guess, I mean, I don't really care for this, I will tell you. I prefer to get a clerk, which I talked to Mike about, get a clerk that's here, that lives here, and doesn't go away. But I think we're coming up on the period now where, you know, it's going to be happening and we're not prepared for it.
Correct.
So what do you guys feel about the overlap?
You got to train the guy, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, if he's a clerk, he should be using the same software and everything. But I mean, you got to learn where the files are and how we do things and all that stuff.
Mike wants things done, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Hopefully the overlap is on a court night, so he at least gets to be familiar with that process, because I'm sure it's all different at each court.
Mm.
So I don't know her exact dates. That's not in the
letter. Yeah, no. Well, I'll talk to her about it. All right, entertain a motion to approve the hiring of an interim clerk under, as described by the, or requested by Judge Conway.
What kind of money? I mean, with the overlap, I mean, what kind of money are we talking?
Yeah, I was just going to look that up.
I'm not really sure. It's
Let me see here. I can tell you. I just got to get to my file here.
I don't think it's over $1,000, because I think she's five something every 2 weeks is her salary. So $500-$600 for a 2 week period is probably $600. That's my guess. Because it's a salaried position.
And when does she come back, you know?
I don't know the dates. Just found this out myself recently.
So Debbie makes $14,500 annually. They divide that by 12, so it's, you know, it's, or by, you can, well, yeah. Divide that by 12.
14, 5. Just divide it by 26, so
it
would be biannual, or
biweekly. 26, okay. So that comes to $557.69. So you're talking like $1,100 for 2 weeks.
Well,
no, that isn't 2 weeks.
Oh, that is 2 weeks.
That
yeah.
is a 2 weeks,
yeah, yeah.
And
you're
it's
right.
an additional
that would be an extra
$550
yeah. over the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So when we budgeted right. her salary, it's an extra $550 over that budget.
I guess they're gonna have to raise the
budget. All right, so that's the deal. So I'll entertain a motion to hire the temporary court clerk.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
I'll second.
Second
by Rich. Okay, anybody want to put anything in? Anybody want to add 2 cents to this?
I just want to make sure we put the amount of money in the resolution itself, because Wendy is going to want that in the minutes.
Okay. Yeah, he will make the same. I know he's going to make the same as Debbie, so we're going to switch. So we'll just add to the motion that we'll hire the temporary court clerk with a two-week overlap for training.
At the same salary.
Thereafter is the salary of the 14.5, right?
Well, it's all going to be the salary of the 14.5. That's what he's going to make while he's overlapping, too.
Okay.
All right, everybody clear? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Bills number 136 through 181, amount of $137,454.53 in the general fund, $30,286.43 in the water fund, and $2,566.27 paid outside of abstract. Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Motion by Rich, second by Charlie. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment in order.
We have cleanup Saturday.
Oh yeah, village cleanup is Saturday. Yes, it is.
Anybody that wants to come and help out, we start at 9 a.m. to noon.
9 to noon.
Did they put something on the sign down for that or no?
I had it in the paper. I had a posting.
There's nothing on the sign when I come into village today, so.
I have put on the
sign.
Yeah, I'll ask them.
All right.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Julia.